Welcome to Mind Shift to Health and Wealth Podcast, a guide to transforming your life. Here we explore powerful lessons in health and wealth because without health, wealth holds little value. I'll share personal insights and enlightening conversations with experts. Each episode is a step towards your success, offering lessons from my experiences and wisdom from others. Love what you hear? Share it and visit mindshifthw.com for more. Thank you for joining me on this journey.
Hey everyone, today we're going to talk to Sean. Sean is a coach who coaches businesses. He'll get into how we got into it because his background is in MIT and being an engineer and all that, or mechanical. I forget now, but I think that's what it is. And it's kind of gotten into this career and business coaching. So, but Sean, kind of like maybe get into your history, how you started to why you ended up or why you do this or do what you do now.
Sure. So it all started way back when my parents had that funny look in their eye. No, I'm just kidding. So yeah, no, originally from San Antonio. So that's where I grew up. So from Texas originally, but I ended up leaving the San Antonio area, went up to MIT, you mentioned. So I left from Texas, went up to Massachusetts and went to MIT. So got a mechanical engineering degree and then from MIT. And then I got my first job at Raytheon, my first full-time job or my first professional job, if you will, at Raytheon. So as a mechanical engineer, you were correct. And so I started out doing some design work, then got into some more holistic assembly design. And then eventually after design, went into some project management. So did some project management for a few years. Then I went into some manufacturing. So transferred into manufacturing for a few years. Then I went into supply chain. So I kind of moved around a pretty good bit there at Raytheon for about 10 years. And I went through a 2-year leadership development program. So that was pretty cool. They invested in me and a bunch of other folks, but it was a 2-year, we did like 7 different conferences and had tons of different education pieces and assessments and all these different things. So started to kind of get, I'd say, more into it. And I concentrated in psychology at MIT. So I'd kind of been down that path a little bit, like thinking about the human and the human brain and psychology, stuff like that, but started looking at a lot of assessments and leadership skills and those kinds of things at Raytheon during that leadership development program. So anyway, eventually after that, after working there about 10 years, I said, what's next? And I started getting into small business. So I co-owned a metal recycling company out of San Antonio. We did metal recycling. I was part owner of Currencies to Go, which is we did currency exchange for medium-sized businesses. And then I bought, I've been the owner of the Dallas franchise for Action Coach. So that's kind of my main gig, at least at the moment. I've gotten into other things like real estate. I got multiple real estate properties, and we've been trying to buy some FedEx routes as a second business. Me and actually a couple clients are trying to invest. I say trying because we just pulled out of the deal after about 3 or 4 months this last couple weeks. So we're looking at other deals now, but anyways, more or less looking at the second business. So multiple ventures along the way, but Action Coach has been the kind of tried and true, the main gig for the last 8 or 9 years now. And kind of a little bit of the history and background, and definitely made some transitions along the way. So,
gotcha. So I guess, what I heard from you is there's your leadership development or the coaching you got somehow seems like led you to Action Coach. Kind of give that critical step, like where it kind of drew that passion or your mind shifted to, okay, hey, this seems like where I want to focus on. This is something I want to do. So could you kind of explain that journey?
Sure. Yeah. So the science and technology stuff or science and math, I was always really good at that kind of growing up. But as I always had an interest in like psychology and, people and how people think. And of course, there's a lot of benefits to being able to know how people think. You can influence and things like that. But I had a lot of interest there, but I was like, what would I do with it? Like, you get a psychology degree or something. It's like, well, you could be a therapist. I mean, there's other things you could do, of course, with a psychology degree, but to me, there was a lot less practical usage of that type of education than maybe a mechanical engineering degree. So I'd always been interested in it. However, I'd say 7-8 years into my Raytheon experience, I found out that my mom had a really poor financial situation, and my mom's single mom, 3 kids. So we weren't exactly, swimming with money growing up, but, I found out she was in a pretty poor financial spot, which I was really shocked at when I found that out. And I was like, oh, I, I mean, I knew we weren't doing well, but I didn't realize she was in a poor situation. So anyways, after finding that out, and it kind of happened coincidentally, I was helping my brother with some like college loans and figuring out maybe if he should refinance or whatever. And these are just some things that I sort of naturally have been knowledgeable about and I'm good at. But so anyway, I found that out from my mom, and then she's basically worked with her for about 4 years, more or less coaching her. This is not a business coaching scenario, but more or less coached her through her financial situation and really looked at a lot of things. But a lot of it was sitting down with Excel sheets, looking at her habits. She just had really poor financial habits, and she just didn't know what to do. And she didn't have any people she felt she could rely on to get that information. And so lo and behold, I ended up being one person she could get some information from. So over the course of about 4 years, most of it happened pretty probably in the first 6 to 12 months, but we worked on a lot of different things, shifted around from her finances, and she got into a way better place. And after a few years, she had like no debt. I mean, she had no sort of financial concerns, you know, no major concerns. She wasn't, again, wealthy or anything, but really took kind of shifted that whole thing. And after that experience, I was working at Raytheon the whole time while doing that. After that experience, I was like, man, to this day, my mom is so eternally grateful for, I mean, luckily I found out, and then luckily I was able to help her. And luckily she was open-minded enough to do things and change stuff. And obviously she was in a bit of pain. So through that experience, I was like, man, there's so much, that's so awesome. So fulfilling to have such impact, especially on your mom, but to have an impact like that on anybody was pretty awesome. And it was one of the first really major experiences I'd had, I'd say, impacting someone's life to that degree. And so then I'm looking at my engineering career, and I'm like, you know, like, what, where do I get that in engineering? I don't. I mean, you have impact on people and, you know, the designs you do or maybe have a huge impact on a lot of people down the road, but you don't see that. You don't see a lot of that impact. So that kind of became the draw for me to start looking more so at something like a coaching business. I mean, I didn't just say, hey, I'm going to go do business coaching. I started looking into franchises and action coaches of franchise. So I ended up going down that path, but I did a lot of due diligence in a lot of different franchises and the philosophies and like the mindset and the way, you know, the way Action Coach, what we teach. As I got more into the details of Action Coach, that started to draw to me and was like, man, this seems like a good fit in terms of not just my skills, but the way I, you know, the way I think and the way this, what is taught through the programs. So that's kind of how, what the shift more or less happened that eventually moved me into a business coaching field. So.
Got it. That's an awesome, you know, story actually. Well, let's get into kind of like a little bit, you know, this is what intriguing me, right? So could you kind of give the top two or three that you really liked when you saw Action Coach and clicked for you? And then that's also something you now teach, obviously, businesses. Top two, three. I'm sure there are a lot of them. Maybe, you know, you can't go through all of them, but at least top two or three things that you
top think. Two or three concepts.
Yeah, concepts or whatever that really got you into the franchise, because you said you looked at a lot of things.
Yeah.
And this one is the one that got you the most. And also, obviously, it seems like that helps most, you know, your clients, customers, whoever you are helping, right? So,
so one of the, I guess, prime concepts we teach is this whole theory of playing above or below the point of power. And, you know, you may have heard it above or below the line. We call it above or below the point of power. And so anyways, it's these above the point of power, you have these characteristics: accountability, responsibility, and ownership, accountability, responsibility. Below the point of power, you have blame, excuse, and denial. Mm-hmm. So that just talks about some of the characteristics that you have when you play it, you know, either above or below the point. Mm-hmm. But really what that slide and that concept talks about is, to me, it's having a fixed or a growth mindset, right? So if you're above the point of power, you really have more of a growth mindset. Below the point of power, you have more of a fixed mindset. And so that concept, you know, that whole way of thinking really appealed to me. Growing up, I played a lot of tennis. I was ranked in the state of Texas. And so point after point, ball after ball, you had to like train your mind to like focus on the here and the now and really look in the future, look forward, think less about that point you just screwed up and that forehand you've made a million times, but you missed it that one point. It's frustrating. But so just that was one concept that, you know, playing above the point, having a growth mindset, hey, I can always improve. I can always get better. Screw the last point. Let's look forward. Let's look at the next thing. And that's kind of the mindset I think that was really useful that drew me to Action Coach. Another one is the 80-20 Pareto rule. I'd known about it from engineering, but how you can apply it to like pretty much everything was also something that I've was interested in, but have also gotten even more passionate about over the years, and even taking it to another level, looking at the 20% of things that provide 80% of the results, you know, going to the next level, what's the 20% of the 20% that provides 80% of the 80%? So what's the 4% that provides 64% of your benefit? Right. I mean, you can get so detailed and so more singular, but I think that moves you down the path of really focusing and honing in on the most important things you can do, like with your time and your effort and your money and so forth. So those are probably a couple items that I probably use, I'd say the most, but also were, you know, drove me kind of down the Action Coach path.
Yep. Awesome. All right. Well, let's get into the benefits, right? You know, of what, I mean, I guess, yeah, kind of explain to someone who's listening, you know, they're in a business and maybe they're thinking of coaching or struggling with whatever they're having struggles and looking for solutions. You know, we talked about this a little bit, but you do some free consulting and all that. So kind of go through that. Like, what do you guys do? How you go start with a customer? How you, you know, how any business might benefit? So,
yeah, sure. I mean, there's a lot of things that we get into when we work with business owners. There's probably, I don't know, 15, 20 different topics or segments that we could get into with companies. But at the end of the day, we're helping businesses grow. Right. So someone that wants to grow, a business owner that wants to grow, is a good potential client. There's a lot of things that would really figure out whether it makes a good fit for them and for us. But you're right. We do complimentary 2-hour strategy sessions. So because we can do so many different things with so many business owners, who knows what that first thing would be. So part of the reason we do these 2-hour complimentary strategy sessions is because of that. You know, hey, look, let's start to look at some things, look at some numbers. We'll ask you some questions, see what some various challenges might be you have going on in the business. And then we'll sit for 2 hours and figure out if we think there's some solutions or some things, some concepts, some strategies that might be helpful. And if we think, you know, together, you and I, if we think that we can do some things to help you accomplish these goals or these things you want to accomplish in the business, then fantastic. We can look at ways to do that. We have a lot of different programs that range in different values. That's how we get started with folks. And then, you know, typically, again, because there's so many things, we'll work with clients for years and move through. And many times their goals will change as they start achieving some. They might now the goals grow. Hey, well, I wanted to make this amount. Now I want to make this amount. And so, well, great. What's that next step look like? And so we just kind of continue helping them grow to get wherever they want to go in the business. So,
got you. I don't know if you want to get into this, but I'll ask you a different question. I thought about like, hey, do you want to kind of throw out the pricing structure, but we'll leave it alone. They can contact you, find that, all that stuff.
I'll tell you. It's from several hundred to several thousand a month. And we have, again, a range of programs because some fit better for different size businesses.
Right.
At the end of the day, we have a 17-week guarantee. We always tell everyone we meet with this, right? So our 17-week guarantee says we at minimum in the first 17 weeks of working with someone are gonna pay for ourselves. We'll find strategies, help you implement things to pay for ourselves. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, coaching is free until we do. So I'm not looking to throw clients into, you know, a several thousand a month program if they're too small or, hey, there's not strategies we can actually do here to get you an ROI. So so there's a range. And again, it depends on what's going to get them that return on investment to make sense.
So, awesome. That's a great way to put it. Yeah. So I guess, yeah, I'll just throw it out there. Then I don't see any loose proposition here. So if you're thinking of coaching and somebody's guaranteeing you either at least we pay for ourselves or it's free.
Yeah.
What's there to lose? You can at least try.
So I'll tell you what there is something to lose is time, right? Time. Because, you know, again, the reason we do 2-hour strategy sessions to start for free is let's see if we think this can work, right? And when I say we, and, you know, you got to put the work in. I'm a coach. I'm not a consultant. I don't do the work for you, right? So I can help you implement stuff. I can help you figure out what's going wrong or think this way, think differently maybe about how you're thinking about it right now to get to a better level of success. But I'm not doing it for you, right? So you got to put the time and effort in. You got to set that time aside. You got to actually want to do this and work on it. So you could lose that, right? If you do that, but nothing occurs or well, I put an hour in, but really needed 4 hours. And so I didn't get it done. So therefore nothing happened. And, you know, so anyway, you could lose from that perspective, which again, partly what we look at when we meet with prospective clients is it a good fit? Like, are you actually motivated to do this, right? Because, hey, we got that 17-week guarantee. We don't like working for free, right? So let's make sure this is a good fit. And if it is, you know, if I'm having to sit there, you know, trying to motivate someone day in and day out, like that's not a good fit, right? So again, inspiration, sure, we can be that for some period of time, or we can help them find that, for example. But I'm not going to be the one pulling them along. It's got to be a win-win scenario. Yeah,
totally makes sense. Yeah, I mean, you can take a horse to the river and but you can't make it drink, right? I mean, there's only so much we can do. Quick thing, I don't know if you have something on top of your head. Could you like share with, I guess, people that you don't have to name the business, just maybe industry, like some business you really helped, like, I don't know, XXX or whatever, like where you had great success briefly, I guess, if you could.
Sure. We've had a client we've worked with now. We work with a lot of professional services, and there's a law firm in particular we've been working with now for, I want to say, 6 years, something like that. And they have probably close to, 5 or 6x their revenues. And and they were, someone might be a $100,000 business. Well, it's not as challenging to go to 500,000 or 600,000 in revenue, but, this was a seven digit business that's 5 or 6x since in those 5 or 6 years that we've worked with them. So obviously that's also translated into a lot more profit and income and lifestyle change, all that kind of stuff, which has been pretty cool. It's fun to it's awesome actually to see that occur. So again, everyone is winning in this scenario, which is our goal, the plan. So that's just one example. I mean, their team has grown a ton. I think they have 25-30 people in the office. They're actually completing an office expansion effort as we speak, because they're still they're continuing to grow. So they have a lot of people. They've employed a lot of people, which again is a win for a lot of those people that they've employed, because as they grow, those people will have the opportunity to make more money. They can support their families. So I mean, and we've worked with them on a lot of marketing and sales strategies. Their time management is big, especially with professional services and lawyers. I mean, they need to bill hours, and that means they have to do work. And if they're focused on things that don't help them make revenue and service clients, and they're not going to get very far. So, time management stuff, marketing and sales strategies, looking at their systemization. Every time you add a team member, you think your process is pretty good until you add someone. You're like, oh crap, they don't understand it. Mm-hmm. And so, we've worked on their systems and processes and just team dynamics as they've gotten bigger. So kind of the full range of items we could work with someone on, they've been a pretty good success story. So.
Awesome. That's a great example. Well, Sean is sharing, right? I'll be sharing Sean's, website and contact info, all that. So if what Sean says, something you would want to talk to him and get that consultation, see if it's a fit for you both guys, please reach out. And obviously DFW, especially area, Dallas, Fort Worth area, but they also serve people outside, I believe, right?
Yeah. A good percentage of our clients, as we've gotten referred to various places, are now not in Dallas. So it's really a location dependent. It doesn't make a huge difference. We do have a good number of clients still here in DFW, but also in other states. We've even had clients in other countries. So.
Gotcha. Awesome. There you go. Well, okay. They're not local, so international too. All right. Yeah. All right. Awesome. Last three questions.
Sure.
What's the one book you have read that has probably impacted you and you think others should read it too?
Yeah. Tons of books. I've probably got, I don't know, 100 or 200 books on my Audible amongst all the other physical books I have. But I would say one of the books that I go back to the most, is a book called Chop Wood, Carry Water. And don't know if you've read it or heard of it, but I think it's Joshua Medcalf is the author. Mm-hmm. And for me, it's like basically this book about this kid, I guess, 20-something-year-old that wants to become a samurai, or more or less wants to become a samurai. And it's not really much on samurai stuff, but like he goes through his process to go attain samurai status. And so he goes to this camp, and it just teaches all these ways of thinking, the principles of life you sort of need to live by. And, you know, there's like an example where the sensei is like, well, you know, if you, the guy's like, well, how long is it going to take for me to be, you know, become a samurai? He's like, well, it's like, it's 10 years. He's like, 10 years? I got to wait 10 years? He's like, well, he's like, if you rush through it, it's going to take 20 years. Right. So he's like, anyway, so it's just ways of thinking about things that to me are ways you should govern yourself. Right. So sometimes you get carried away thinking about, oh, well, I'll make all this money, or I'll get a better house, or it'll benefit my family. But like, if you move away from the principles, then you're not going to get any of that. So to me, it's a good recentering book and making sure you're doing the right stuff at a kind of a core level. So,
awesome. Great book. All right. I got to read that book then. It sounds like The Alchemist or something like that, where, you know, it's a story, but then it's all really principles of life. And, you know.
Yeah. And it is. It's a story book. So it's not like they're just describing the principles. They're telling a story. So it makes it entertaining. For sure.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, then what inspires you to get up and do what you do every day now, Sean?
You know, so inspiration for me specifically is to be able to attain freedom of time and, you know, not have to worry about time and money. So that's what inspires me to get up. That's what I just really value, having freedom of time and not having to really run my life based on the money that I've got. So if I have enough money, I don't have to think about those things. And so that's what personally inspires me. But I mean, obviously being a business coach, how can I achieve those things? Well, inspiring me from what others can achieve. That's what why I get up to help others is, well, when I have clients that go improve their business, they make more money, their families improve, their personal relationships improve. I mean, that is what I enjoy seeing. That's the mechanism I go by to go achieve my personal, you know, time, freedom, and so forth. So those are the things that really inspire me to keep getting up and do what I do. So.
Awesome. Well, you've coached a lot of businesses and been in business, so on. So I'm sure you have a lot of tips. Again, like you said, you know, you got a lot of books. You had to eliminate a lot of them. So what's the one tip you can share that has helped you that can help others?
Yeah. So I would say the one tip would be, a lot of people have a lot of things they want to do and achieve and the goals and things like that. The challenge for most people is like sticking to things. Like, so to that end, I would say, to create the habits, the system, right? Really, this is the way I live my life. Focus on the system that's going to allow you to stay on track to get those things. Mm. Not everyone stays motivated 24/7. In fact, probably most days people fluctuate in motivation, right? So, but the better systems, like habits, there's a lot of great habit books out there. Charles Duhigg, The Power of Habit, also Atomic Habits by James Clear, right? So if you focus on the systems, then everything else will be that much easier. So yeah, my tip would be to look at the systems. What are the habits? If you can help shape those, then everything else gets a lot easier, I think. So
that's an excellent tip, because that's what I've learned too myself. You know, health, I follow certain habits, it automatically becomes the thing, right? Anyway, excellent tip. Highly recommend, you know, like I said, you know, following that tip, by the way. And like I said, we'll be sharing information. Reach out to Sean. If what he said kind of seems like something you would like to work with him or explore the possibility, do reach out to him. Sean, again, thanks for taking the time.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Roger.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. Your support means the world to me. For more tips and tales, head over to mindshifthw.com. Wanna chat? Let's connect on mindshifthw.com. Schedule a session with me if you're seeking guidance or just good old brainstorm. Together, let's make a splash in the world, one mind shift at a time. Catch you next time.